You brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们平安。
No response. Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Today's passage is taken from Luke chapter 13, verse 1-9.
今天早上的经文是取自于路加福音十三章第一节到第九节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 1-9. Let me read in English.Now then, some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, Do you think that these Galileans are worse sinners than all the Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they are more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and when he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard,For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruits next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. So a man is reading quietly his newspaper one morning.
一个早晨，一个人在那里静静地看着他的报纸
，peacefully enjoying himself，
在享受那个安静。
When his wife sneak up behind him，
他的妻子偷偷地跑到他后面
，and whacks him on the back of his head with a frying pan，
狠狠地用一个大的平底锅往他头敲下去
，bang。Good enough. Oh, what's that for？
那是做什么
？What is this piece of paper in your pants？Pocket that I find with this name, Jessica. What is this?
你裤子里面那个口袋里有一张纸，写着一个 Jessica 的名字，是什么来的
？Oh, honey, remember 2 weeks ago when I went to the horse race?
亲爱的，你记得两个星期前我去赌马
？Jessica is one of the name of the horse that I bet on.
其中一只马的名字叫 Jessica.
The wife said, sorry. Then he was all satisfied, went back to work.
妻子听了就很满意，就回去干活了。
3 days later, he was again sitting on his chair, reading.
三天后，他又再一次坐在那个椅子上，那个读他的东西。
And the wife repeats the frying pan swatting again, pang!
他的妻子再一次用那个平底锅打他。
What is this time?
这一次又是为了什么
？Your horse called.
你的马打电话给你。
This is a classic joke. Maybe some of you heard it before.
这是一个很经典的笑话。
But it's one that I like very much because of this twist at the end.
是一个我非常喜欢的，因为他的结局是令人想不到的。
The husband thought that he has gotten away, you know, because of this clever lie that he told.
那个丈夫以为他能够以他巧妙的谎言逃过一劫。
As it turns out, judgment is never far away.
但是事实证明，那个审判没有真正的远离他。
And it often arrives unexpectedly.
通常是在出乎意料的时候来临。
Maybe this joke is funny because it has this element of truth.
这个玩笑也许是有趣的，因为它是有那个一些事实反映一些现实。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are in this season of Lent.
兄弟姐妹们，我们现在正在大斋节。
And it's a time of reflection, prayer, and fasting.
是一个反思、祷告和禁食的时间。
I think it's important that we also reflect on this matter about the timing of judgment.
这也是我们反思审判时间的时候。
So when does judgment arrive?
那个审判什么时候来临呢
？Do you know or do you think that it is really coming？
你知道吗？你认为它要来了吗
？And the moment when it arrives，
就在它来的时候
，Do you think it will be within your expectation or do you think that it will totally catch you off guard？
是在你的预测之内，还是会让你措手不及
？I believe that our perspective towards the timing of judgment will lead us into very different attitudes in our daily living。
我相信我们对这时间的观点肯定会让我们在日常生活中有非常不一样的态度
including even the way in which we will make decisions
包括我们做决定的方式
and therefore I would like to begin today's Lent reflection to to address this very important topic.
所以我想借着大灾节来反思来说明一个重要的课题。
The timing of when is judgment coming?
啊，这个审判时间几时来到？
Now on this matter of judgment time, we must be careful not to fall into the two extremes.
关于这个审判时间的问题，我们要小心，不可以跌入那两个极端。
The first extreme is the extreme of apathy.
第一个极端是极度的麻木。
Now we might become apathetic if we think that oh, judgment time is something that is totally unpredictable.
啊，如果我们认为审判的时间是不可预测的话呢，我们将会变成麻木。
And if we presume that is something totally unpredictable, uncontrollable, totally unexpected, well, maybe you will say, why should we bother with it?
如果我们认为它是完全不可预测的，完全不受控制的，那我们为什么要管它呢？
Let us continue our life without any concern or consideration about this.
让我们继续过我们不考虑那个东西的生活吧。
If it comes, well, it comes.
如果来的话就来。
If it doesn't come, well, we don't care.
如果他不来的话，我们也不管。
However, such a mentality will be totally incompatible with the words of Jesus.
但是这样的心态和耶稣的教诲是完全不符合的。
Now, in the verses just before our passage today, we will read about Jesus' warning about this impending judgment.
在今天经文之前的经文中，我们读到耶稣对即将来到的审判。
Now we often package Jesus as someone, you know, very gentle, very loving.
我们常常把耶稣包装成是一个温柔又有爱心的。
Oh, he's the Prince of Peace.
又是和平之君。
He's the friend of the sinners.
他是罪人的朋友。
He's the savior of our souls.
他是我们灵魂的救主。
Now this is only half the truth.
这一半对一半而已。
In fact, judgment is part and parcel of Jesus' message.
事实上，审判是耶稣信息的一部分。
Yes, you heard me right.
你没有听错。
Jesus is a judge who will come in judgment.
耶稣是那个审判者。
And we find that in Luke doesn't sugarcoat this truth from us.
路加并不加以粉饰这个事实。
At the very beginning of Lent today, let us remember this.
在今天在大灾节的开始，让我们记得这一点。
That we must care for the arrival of judgment.
我们必须关心那个审判的到来。
And judgment comes because it comes together with Jesus.
审判将会和耶稣一起到来。
And therefore we read this in Luke chapter 12, verse 49.
路加福音十二章四十九节。
Jesus said this, I have come to bring fire on earth, and how I wish it is already kindled.
我来要把火丢在地上。倘若已经着起来。
But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it's completed.
我有当受的喜还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
Then he said, Do you think I've come to bring peace on earth?
你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？
No, I tell you, but division.
我告诉你们不是，乃是叫人纷争。
From now on, there will be five in one family divided.Against each other, three against two, two against three.
从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争，三个人和两个人相争，两个人和三个人相争。
Now fire is often synonymous with judgment.
火常常是那个审判的代言词。
And Jesus comes with fire.
而耶稣会和火一起来。
And therefore judgment comes because Jesus has come.
审判来，因为耶稣也来。
Now not only is judgment an important concern for us.The timing is also a concern that is equally important.
审判不单单对我们来说是重要的，它的来到的时间也是同样是重要的。
And Jesus tells us that we must know how to interpret the times.
耶稣告诉我们，我们应该知道如何去分辨这时间。
And in interpreting the times, we learn to watch out for this impending judgment.
我们将才能够来留意这个即将来到的审判。
And therefore, we read on from the verses in verse 54. He says to the crowd.When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it is going to rain, and it does.
你们看见西边起了云彩，就说要下一阵雨，果然就有。
And when the south wind blows, you say it is going to be hot, and it is.
第五十五节，起了南风，就说将要燥热，也就有了。
Then verse 6 it says, hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you do not know?How to interpret this present time?
假冒的伪善的人啊，你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这时候呢？
Clearly, Jesus is instructing the crowd to be mindful of judgment and to anticipate its coming.
显然的，耶稣是要告诉众人要注意审判和审判预备审判的到来。
Knowing the timing is equally important for us.
知道审判到来的时间也是对我们来说也是重要的。
Yet it seems to be a contradiction to another verse that we find in Mark.
然而这似乎和马可福音里另外一节经文有一点矛盾。
In Mark chapter 13, we were told that but for that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
马可福音十三节你说到，但那日子，十三章对不起，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。
Then he says, be on guard, be alert, you do not know when that time will come.
你们要谨慎，警醒祷告，因为你们不晓得那日期几时到来。
So if no one knows the exact timing,
如果没有人知道确切的时间，
why then did Jesus ask us to interpret the times like how we will interpret the weather?
为什么耶稣要求我们分辨那时候，就好像我们那个分辨天气一样呢？
Interestingly, this verse from Mark is repeated in Matthew, but it's not repeated in Luke.
这个有趣的是，这一节在那个马太里有重复，但是在路加里就没有。
Is there a contradiction here?
有没有矛盾呢？
No.
没有。
It's the Jesus of the Matthew and Mark, different from the Jesus that we find in Luke.
马太和马可里的耶稣是不是和路加里的耶稣有不一样呢？
No.
没有。
Therefore, earlier I talked about the importance of avoiding the two extremes.
刚才早些时候我谈到了那个避开这个两个极端的重要性。
The first is to avoid the extreme of apathy.
第一，首先就是要避免那个极度的麻木。
We might give up on interpreting the times because we think that the timing of judgment is unpredictable.
我们可能会放弃去分辨那时候，因为我们认为审判的时间是不可预测的。
And Jesus tells us that such apathy is wrong.
耶稣告诉我们，这种麻木是错误的。
We should be concerned about judgment time.
我们应该关心审判的时间。
And it will be hypocritical for us to be interpreting the weather, but yet we shy away from anticipating the timing of judgment.
如果我们分辨天气，但却回避那个预测审判的来临的时间的话，我们将是虚伪的。
But here also, we must avoid the other extreme.
但是我们也要注意避开另一个极端，
which is the extreme of fixation.
就是极度的迷恋。
In interpreting the times, we might become obsessed with every detail and every, thing that we see, and we hastily jump into the wrong conclusion.
在分辨那时候的时候，我们可能会着迷于每一个小小的细节，而匆匆的那个做出了错的决定。
Therefore, it should be equally clear to us that if we over-speculate on the judgment time, it will be futile because Jesus has already told us that nobody knows the actual time or date or hour.
很清楚的，过度的那个揣测审判的时间是枉然的，因为耶稣已经告诉我们了，没有人知道实际的时间。
But maybe you will ask, then how? How do we heed this call to interpret the times, but yet avoid this extreme of fixation?
你会问说，我们应该如何去分辨这个时间，但是又能避免那个极度的迷恋呢？
It's perhaps wisdom here that Jesus actually used a weather analogy to describe how we should go about interpreting the times.
耶稣用了一个天气的比喻来形容我们应该如何去分辨那个时候。
And we know that as far as weather forecasting go, even if our prediction of the weather it can be very well researched, in the end it can still turn out differently.
就以气象预报来说，就算我们对这个预测气象来进行很彻底的研究，结局也可能是不一样的。
Interestingly, last month, our Prime Minister Li also used a weather analogy to describe how we interpret the times of Singapore.
有趣的是，李总理在上个月用了同样天气的比喻来形容我们对那个时间的预测。
And he says that, our interpretation can never be perfect.
他说到我们的预测是不可能完美的。
He used the duration of sunny weather to describe times of a good economy growth.
他用了那个阳光明媚的天气来形容那个经济的增长。
And this is what he said. He said, you want Singapore to make progress, but you do not know how long the sun is going to be shining.
他说你要新加坡取得进展，但是你不知道那个有太阳的天气会有多久。
Then he said, as it turns out, the sun remained shining for much longer than we have expected, and therefore the population grew faster than we expect, and our infrastructure did not keep up.
结果那个有太阳天的时间比我们预期的还长，结果那个人口就迅速的增长，我们的基础设施也跟不上。
Later in his speech, he talks about how this sudden change of the wind, you know, he used it to describe how this market suddenly changed in direction.
啊，过后他也用了形容一个突变的风来形容那个转变的市场。
He said, in the middle of 2009, the wind changed.
他说在2009年中那个风向转变。
And those of you in business, you will remember that in the course of 2 weeks, during one or two private property launches, somehow the wind changed.
那些从商的朋友，你可能会记得，在短短的两个星期内，在一个两个那个私人房地产的项目里，那个风向突然间转变。
Then he said, "It is like the spring breeze that touches your face, and then the market was off."
就像那个春天的微风轻轻的触着你的脸，啊，那个市场就回升了。
And so this is how Prime Minister Lee described our prediction of the economic conditions of Singapore and consequently how our population control can went off target.
这是李总理他们对预测新加坡经济的情况和那个随之而来的人口控制那些他的失准。
And then he concluded that we lack the 2020 foresight.
李总理最后总结说我们缺乏那个2020的那个远见。
Next time, we will try to do better, but I think it's very difficult to know because 10 years from now, how many you will need.
啊，他说下一次我们将会努力做得更好，但是是非常难预测的，因为十年后我们不知道我们需要多少。
And this is true.
这是真的。
We do not have 2020 foresight.
我们没有2020的先见之明。
None of us do.
啊，没有人有。
And this is a very reasonable level of expectation when it comes to weather forecasting.
啊，这对气象预报是一个合理的要求。
We know that we can try our best, but you know sometimes you can still get it wrong.
我们可以尽最大的能力，但是有时候我们也会出错。
And in the same way, as an analogy, it will be equally presumptuous for us to think that we can interpret the times with this extreme of fixation.
同样的，如果我们以极度的迷恋来分辨这时间，啊，那将是狂妄的。
If we think that we can control our future, you know, with the accurate reading of the times,
如果我们认为我们可以控制我们的未来，来用那个准确的预测的时间来控制我们的未来。
If we can know the final judgment day because of this event or that prophecy,
如果我们可以认为我们可以根据这件事情或者这个预言来知道最后审判的时间
，then I think that we are just fooling ourselves with our pride.
那我们只是在欺骗自己。
Furthermore, I want to say that as humans, it is very difficult for us to escape our inherent subjectivity.
此外啊，作为人类，我们是难以逃脱我们固有的那个主观性。
Defensively, we can't help to think that, oh, we are the one with the correct interpretation, and it is always the others who got it wrong.
我们总会认为我们的解释是正确的，而别人的总是错的。
We will be the ones, when it comes to judgment, to be judged as saved,And others will be the ones that will be condemned for their sins.
我们是那些在审判的时候，我们是被那些被得救的，而其他的都是会被因为他们的罪受到谴责。
And I think this is what's happening in today's passage.
我认为这是今天经文所发生的事情。
When the followers, you know, heard from Jesus about interpreting judgment time,
当那些追随者听到耶稣说到关于分辨时间的。
We were told that some who were present at that time tell Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices.
有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们的祭物中的事告诉耶稣。
These guys tell Jesus these things because they thought that judgment has come upon these people who were killed.
他们认为审判已经来到这些人。
And they thought that they were killed in the temple because of their rebellions against the Romans, against Pilate.
这些人因为反抗罗马人而在圣殿里被杀。
Now, when Jesus was talking about judgment, they naturally thought that it would refer to someone else.
当耶稣谈到审判时，他们认为是指着别人。
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You mean these guys who were killed in the temple?
啊，你认为你指的是这个人在圣殿里被杀的
？Then Jesus answered them.
啊，耶稣说
，Do you think that these Galileans are worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they have suffered in this way?
你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？
I tell you, no.
我告诉你们，不是的。
But unless you repent, you too will also perish.
你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Jesus refuted their interpretation.
耶稣反错了他们的解释。
Those who heard Jesus' words thought that, oh, judgment will be for others and not for themselves.
那些听到耶稣话的人都认为，
And I guess in a way, well, that's understandable.
在某种程度上，这是人之常情。
Many of us also think that, oh, if there's a sermon with a reprimanding message, well, it will be for others people to apply. That's not for me.
我们也认为，如果有什么责备性的讲道是针对，那将是针对其他人，而不是我们。
Maybe even now you are thinking that, oh, yeah, you're right. This guy, he's always thinking that sermons are for others and not for himself.
你可能现在也会想到，对，这些人认为这个讲道是针对那些人的。
Oh, lucky I'm not like that.
幸运的我不是这样。
I always like to apply it myself. Pastor, you're right to remind these people.
牧师，你是对的，你应该提醒他们。
Now with such self-righteous bias, predicting judgment time, I think will only lead to more judgmental behavior on our part.
有这种自以为是的偏见， 预测那个审判的时间只会导致我们有更多的论断的行为。
We end up deciding who is in and who is out.
我们决定谁是对的，谁是错的。
In the end, we try to determine who is right and who is wrong.
最后我们要决定谁是正确，谁是错误的。
Now, given our instinctive prejudice,
基于我们偏见的本性，
I would like to, you know, if I have the choice, I would steer our community away from this extreme of fixation, trying to predict what is judgment time.
可以的话，我宁愿带领我们会众远离对预测审判时间的那个极度的迷恋。
If I had the choice, I will not be talking about judgment because it often makes us judgmental.
如果我有选择的话，我不会尽可能不要谈论审判，因为它会使我们非常的容易论断。
Yet today, we are told in Luke to be interpreting the times.
然而路加告诉我们要分辨时间。
How do we reconcile the words of Jesus in Matthew and Mark that no one knows the time, but also in Luke that we have to learn to interpret this present time?
我们如何解说那个耶稣在马太和马可里所说到的，没有人知道那时间，以及和在路加里所说的要分辨这时候。
What is the correct path that is away from the extremes of apathy and fixation?
什么是正确的方法来远离那个麻木和迷恋这两个极端呢？
This is how I will reconcile both passages.
我会这样解说这个经文。
We are told to interpret the times.
我们被告知要分辨这时候。
Yes, that is true.
对的。
But the true purpose of interpreting the times is not speculation of the exact timing of judgment, but rather a realization on the certainty of judgment.
分辨时候的真正用意，不是要我们去猜那个审判时间的准确时候，而是要我们意识到审判的确实来临。Let
me repeat this because this is the key today.
让我再说一次，这是今天非常重要的要点。The
true purpose of interpreting the times is not speculation on the exact timing of judgment, but rather a realization about the certainty of judgment.
分辨时候的真正目的不是去猜测。 预测那个审判的准时间的准确，而是要我们意识到审判将会来临。We
do not need to know when exactly it will happen.
我们不需要知道什么时候会发生。But
we must know that it will surely happen.
但我们必须要知道它一定会发生。This
I think is the message of this parable of the fig tree.
这我想是无花果比喻的信息。The
message is that judgment will surely come.
审判一定会来到。
And we are merely living on borrowed time.
我们只是活在苟延残喘的时候。
We may not realize it.
我们可能没有意识到这一点。
Maybe we do not feel it.
可能我们没有感觉到。
But the time is ticking and it may run out anytime.
但时间正在流失， 随时都会用完。
The master of the vineyard has actually ordered this fruitless fig tree to be cut down.
葡萄园主下令这个 砍倒这个不结果的无花果树。
But here the gardener has pleaded for grace.
但管园的求恩典。
Please give it one more year to try.
给他多一年试试看。
So it is one final chance.
这是最后的一个机会。
The tree is not surviving, still surviving now, It's not because it is doing well.
那个无花果树仍然活着，不是因为它做得很好。
No, it's actually just the opposite.
不是的，更正好相反。
But here the judgment has been delayed for a little while.
只是那个审判被延迟了一会儿。
The fig tree is just barely being kept alive.
那个无花果树只是勉强保命。
There is just one more chance.
只有多一个机会。
And then the judgment will be confirmed.
到最后审判必定来临。
So this fig tree is living, yes.
这个无花果树它是活着。
But it is only merely living on borrowed time.
但是只是活在那个苟延残喘的时候。
Now Jesus spoke this parable because I think we are sometimes naive about judgment time.
耶稣讲这个比喻是因为我们有时候对审判的时间有时候天真。
I think we understand the simple concept of reaping what you sow.
我们理解种什么收什么这个简单的概念。
And so if you are doing the right things, you will get blessings. And if you are doing the wrong, you will be punished. We all understand this.
如果你做正确的事，你将会得到祝福；你做错的，你将会受惩罚。
That's very straightforward.
这个很简单。
But sometimes judgment is a little delayed because of the grace and mercy of God.
有时候审判是因为上帝的恩典和怜悯而延迟了一会儿。
But yet we are naive.
然而我们天真。
We are naive in thinking that, oh, this lack of immediate judgment maybe is because we are doing the right things.
我们天真的认为没有立刻的审判是因为我们做正确的事情。
Or we naively think that there will be no judgment for all our actions.
或者是我们认为我们所做的将不会受到任何的审判。
This is wrong.
这是不对的。
We are living, yes.
我们是活着。
We are still surviving.
我们是还是活着。
But we are merely living on borrowed time.
我们只是活在那苟延残喘那个时间。
The time will end, and judgment will surely come.
一切将会结束，审判一定会来。
So we are told to interpret the times like how we will interpret the weather.
我们要分辨那时候，就好像我们分辨天气一样。
The sky is turning dark.
天空变黑。
You see the clouds have gathered.
那个云片聚集。
The air is turning chilly.
空气开始变冷。
You can even smell the rain.
你可以感觉到那雨即将来临。
You may not know the exact timing.
你可能不知道那个确实的时间。
But you must know that the storm will surely come.
但你一定知道那个风暴就要来了。
So the true purpose of interpreting the times is not speculation on the exact timing of judgment.
分辨时候那个真正的目的不是去猜测那个确实的审判时间。
But a realization about the certainty of judgment.
而是了解到审判一定会来。
Judgment is coming.
审判即将来。
This survival that we have now isn't because we have already been freed from judgment.
我们现在会生存不是因为我们免于审判。
No.
不是的。
This survival now is merely because we are on borrowed time.
我们现在这种生存是因为我们活在那个苟延残喘的时间。
And this time is running out.
而这时间也已经不多了。
Now, what would you do if you know that a storm is coming?
如果你知道一个风暴即将来临，你会怎么做呢？
Maybe you will bring an umbrella out with you if you are going out.
你可能会带一把雨伞出去。
Maybe you will bring in all your clothes that you have hung out to dry and close the windows.
你可能会把那些在晒的衣服收起来，把窗口关上。
And if you are driving, maybe you will steer clear of the roads that will flood.
如果你是开车的，可能你会不要去那些会淹水的道路。
Lately in Singapore, that road can be any road.
在最近的新加坡，哪里都可能会淹水。
For me, I will wear out my lousiest pair of shoe.
对牧师来说，他会穿他最差的那个鞋子。
I have this pair that shrinks every time it gets wet.
他有一双鞋，常常一湿了就会缩小。
The Chinese New Year has been quite rainy. I don't think it will ever survive.
这个多雨的新年，他应该是挨不过了。
Similarly, what would you do if you know that judgment is coming?
同样的，如果你知道审判即将来临，你会怎么做呢？
What would you do if you know that you are now merely living on borrowed time?
如果你知道你是活在苟延残喘的时间，你会怎么做呢？
Jesus called his followers into repentance.
耶稣要他的追随者悔改。
He said, "Repent now."
你们现在应当悔改。
Because judgment can happen anytime.
因为审判随时都可能发生。
Yes, I understand that we feel fine.
我明白我们现在觉得 没有事情。
We feel safe.
我们觉得很安全。
You think that judgment warnings are just for the others.
你认为审判的警告只是针对别人。
But Jesus tells us that we are merely living on borrowed time.
但耶稣告诉我们，我们只不过是活在苟延残喘的时间。
And so this perception of survival that we have is only a misconception.
我们对生存的感知只是一个误解。
This life that we have is merely hanging on because of grace.
我们活着是纯粹恩典。
Repentance, we must understand, is not just feeling sorry.
悔改不单单是觉得难过。
Repentance is not saying, just saying that we are wrong.
也不单单只是说我们错了。
Repentance is a reorientation back to God.
悔改是回转面向神。
And so I think today's message is not just for unbelievers.
因此我认为今天的信息不单单是针对非信徒
but also for all of us, brothers and sisters, who are Christians.
也是给我们大家兄弟姐妹。
So in this period of Lent,
所以在这个大斋节
ask yourself,
你问一下自己
what is your orientation?
你的方向是什么
are you still walking towards God?
你是不是向神那个方向走去
are you walking with him?
还是你是不是还在与神同行
？And if judgment time comes, would you be counted as righteous?
在审判来临的时候，你是不是会被算当作是一个义人呢
？Repent now, for judgment is near.
现在要悔改，因为审判已经近了。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace.It is by your grace that we live. It is by your grace that we can hear from you. May your words live in us and grow in us. Let us bear fruits that is worthy of your calling. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在来收奉献。